You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show. We were trying to be all fancy and stuff for our guests tonight. We want to celebrate part of our 95th anniversary with Steve and Johnny. Johnny and Steve are live in the Allstate Showcase studio with me right now.
We need to give applause.
We're trying to track down your audio for your, of course, your theme music. Steve and Johnny. How do you, let's sing it for me. Do you have the... You guys were on 26 years? Were you here?
27. 27 full time.
I'm not taking any years away from you.
Yeah. But if you figure we started in 85, then we've been associated with the station for a third, more than a third of its existence.
That's what I was thinking about.
30-some years now that we've been hanging out.
Everyone was so excited that you're coming on tonight.
Oh, you're sweet.
And a few weeks ago, I was talking about how it's my fifth anniversary. I've been here for 5 years, so obviously a much smaller amount of time, but my own little, sort of contribution to the station. And on my very first show, I featured Senator Dan Katowski, Senate Legislator Pam Althoff, and John Sobel from Max and Benny's. So John Sobel from Max and Benny's came in to bring us some food. Do you remember what we talked about that night?
It was a lot with my sister.
Who was a producer on the series on
Cat
HBO.
House.
Cat House. It was about
yes.
One of the executive producers of Cat House.
What cracked me up, and you guys know this, in the middle of the night, no matter what you talk about, someone's going to get a little ticked off, right?
Yeah. No.
A little bit. No matter.
Surely you just.
And part of it, isn't it that intimacy where they're kind of unwinding or
also
on the
they're half asleep.
Well, there's that. Well, they don't seem sleep enough to not text me.
Oh, that's true. Always fascinated me, I'm asleep, really?
Yeah.
But you can pick up the phone.
My favorites have been the ones that say I'm keeping them awake by laughing too much.
That was always my favorite.
What is that?
I know. Stop laughing. You're keeping me awake. To which you would always say, we're not doing radio for people who sleep.
Exactly.
Right. I'm sorry.
And we got a wonderful email one time from, it was a voicemail from a woman who said that her husband didn't understand why she would wake him up laughing in the middle of the night.
Oh, so you're making her laugh.
I shake the bed, he says. So stop it. I have to get up to go to work.
Shame on you for entertaining and making somebody happy in the middle of the night when he was asleep and not keeping her, Well, so what I was going to say is, folks would complain to me, and to the station, she talks too much politics. She's too, she's got, tawdry guests on. I established what kind of a show this was going to be from the very first night. It was food, sex, and politics.
Exactly.
And I never said it was going to be any different, and they hired me anyway. So there you go, everybody. So John Sobel from Max and Benny's brought us food that night, and John's back with us tonight to celebrate my 5-year anniversary with some great food. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
And speaking of anniversaries, Johnny figured out tonight is an anniversary of sorts.
Yes.
Do you know what was going on one year ago tonight?
1 year ago tonight. I feel like I should. I feel like I saw this in a time hop.
Well,
what happened a year ago?
We were together.
Okay.
In the Showcase studio, saying so
long
to the
building.
It was the last time that we were with you in the Showcase studio.
And then we went off on a little
Scott
tour.
Scott Stantis was there, and we
took pictures
wandered around
the building. Yeah.
I didn't hear that because I was in New York seeing Come From Away.
Oh, so you had your time hop told you where you were a year ago today?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't you love that? It's like, really? Just a year?
And I feel badly because I thought, they're here. And it's a lot of the nights we get the beautiful view of the skyline. Yeah. You are out here on the soupiest, foggiest evening.
This is the first time I can recall that we've driven down to the station and we couldn't see the Ferris wheel on Lakeshore Drive.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's kind of cozy. It's in a sort of horror movie sort of way, I think.
Yes.
I'm so sorry, John. You're the one that gets killed first in the horror movie.
it's happened before. It'll happen again.
You're the featured actor who.
But we will spell your name right.
Yes,
we
exactly. J O N S O B L E.
Or as they sang in the song Timothy, the one that goes first is the one that they use for food.
Oh dear.
But we've got plenty of food.
Exactly.
So we don't
I brought food for that reason.
And I messaged him. One of the things that you both know so very well is that our listeners come along on our personal journeys as well. Mm-hmm. And we have a listener. I have a few listeners who are so generous and so kind. And I feel badly sometimes because I sense that they're emotionally invested in what happens to us. And I think that you both experienced that.
Yeah.
And when I knew John was coming, I'm like, please, do you have any gluten-free? And that's something that you talked about quite a bit on your show. And I think really informed people by both, sharing your, journey through this, health crisis.
And as you know, it's one of those things that we debated, were we going to talk about this on the air?
Right.
And then we thought, well, maybe we could help someone.
Exactly.
And over the years, we were amazed mm-hmm. at the number of parents in particular who called saying,
those are the most heartwarming stories.
Exactly. Our doctor doesn't want to test our son or daughter
what?
For celiac disease.
Or I'm walking the floor with a crying baby, and I can tell that this child is in so much distress. And we actually have the letters where they show, this is my baby before he or she was diagnosed with celiac disease. Didn't even know that there was such a thing. I heard you in the middle of the night as I'm walking the floor with the baby. Had the test. Now we know. And they just flourish. They grow up because your growth is stunted.
Yes.
And you're irritable all the time. And you're often diagnosed with various learning disorders because yeah. you're so irritable.
And that's one of the things I sometimes have to gently correct people when they say, oh, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis with celiac. Why? The diagnosis means change my diet, feel better.
Right, you want to congratulations.
This was not a bad thing.
Right, congratulations yeah. that now you know, the mystery
yeah.
solved.
Yeah.
Right.
And I know that a lot of restaurants have really moved toward making sure that their customers yeah. are kept happy. Yeah. How has this been for you guys over at Max and Benny's?
Well, now there's a law that you have to have management on duty that have allergy awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through that class, and in going through that class, I learned so much more about it. So we have dedicated toasters. We have items all over the restaurant.
Oh.
We make a lot of our own items. A lot of our meats we make. So we know the stuff is gluten-free. We know how to clean the slicers so that when mm-hmm. someone's important says they need it gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
We can take care of it and make sure that it's clean and proper.
And John, one of the things we always do to when we go to a restaurant is we say it's for medical reasons, because there are people who are on the diet because it's a fad or they
yeah.
just feel better.
Right.
Yeah, and it's not like it's going to be a really bad thing if they get a crumb of gluten.
Or unfortunately, the people who say, I need it gluten-free. Oh, and can I have a basket of bread?
Exactly.
I don't want to mess up that good bread.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Let's take a break here. And when we come back, we also want to celebrate, in addition to it being WGN's 95th anniversary. Or would you say birthday? Would you say it's birthday, anniversary?
I've heard it different.
I think anniversary. Because it's going to be Les Paul's 104th
yes.
birthday. We want to talk about that mm-hmm. when we come back. Of course, Steve King has written the book about more, a little more or less.
Oh, and so did I.
And Steve, did you both write it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why I had
a wonderful writing experience. We wrote in different rooms, and we would meet in the dining room, and he would give me his chapter, and I'd give him my chapter, and we would read them, and
my apologies. I didn't have that locked in my head at all.
Yeah,
it does go on my permanent record.
Yeah,
put that on the board. I've got a mark against me. I agree completely. Steve and Johnny have written a book about Les Paul, Little More Less. We'll talk about the celebration and the writing process and their relationship with Les Paul, of course, which is something that is not only something that you treasure. It sounds as though it really had an impact not only on his life, but his career yeah.
and
the audiences.
And it could only happen at a radio station like this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just like our relationship, John. From Max and Benny's.
Exactly.
More in a moment on 720 WGN. Time they're here, I'm like, you know what? Could you come back? I don't mind. I mean, my family might be disappointed that I don't have an income anymore, but I am a placeholder for Steve and Johnny. Johnny and Steve joining us in studio.
Didn't that sound just the way I sang it a couple minutes ago?
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds just like it. Exactly. It was the duck version, I believe.
That's right.
Steve and Johnny are in studio with us. We are celebrating the 95th anniversary of WGN Radio. And, of course, it would have been Les Paul's 104th birthday coming up this weekend.
And he worked
June 9th. And he worked at this radio station, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Back in the day, when he was a working musician, he literally would go from radio station to radio station and carry his guitar, wasn't even in a case, and he would go from WLS and he would cross over to WIND and then across the street and do something on GN, and that's when you had these live music shows.
Oh, so I mean, I knew he performed. I thought he performed, but I didn't realize he was working for the station.
So that's why whenever he was on WGN, he would get very, you know, kind of like, pinch me, this is so cool. It's, you know, it's 60 years that were.
And sometimes he used different names at different radio stations. Like when he was at what was then WJJD, he worked under the name Rhubarb Red.
He was a country dude.
Did country music.
Yeah. And then crossed the street and would do jazz. And then would come over here and do whatever they needed.
See, now don't tell the musicians that come in and do the shows that they used to get paid, because we don't have that kind of budget.
But you had the Musicians Union, too, which headed up by Pritzker, right?
No, not Pritzker. You're confusing it with, oh, this is horrible.
We're all doing it. I feel like I'm contagious tonight with the brain fade. I blame the fog.
Yeah, exactly. I looked over your shoulder. I was like, that's the problem.
Yeah, sometimes it just feels like all the information is falling out of my head. I'm like, I know things. I swear I do.
Oh, that's what I saw on the floors.
Exactly. Could you sweep that up for me?
Yeah, I'll try.
All right, then. Yeah.
This is Petrillo.
Petrillo, yes, as in the band shell.
Band shell, yes. All right. Yeah. Oh, so there's a musicians union.
Union, a very,
seriously strong musician
union. You were a member of the union, and what did they make you do?
Oh, absolutely true. In the late 50s, joined the musicians union at a local 10, and went down to take our tests. And we were nervous because this was a big deal. Were we going to pass the test? Before we even got to take the test, we had to sign the papers that said, we were not now, nor had never been, members of the Communist Party.
Oh.
I am serious as a heart attack.
You're a musician.
Right. You might be a commie.
Right. Come on.
I wonder if it was on anybody else's. Maybe it's just for the musicians. No, but it's a like a holdover from the fears of the 50s and 60s. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And then they had a piano there. I brought my guitar, but I happened to be sitting down at the piano. And the guy walked in who was going to give us our test, and he heard me playing a couple chords, and he said, you passed.
Oh, really?
And our drummer, Ken Novak, he was sitting, and he just had his drumsticks out, and he was just tapping out a beat on his shoes, and the guy said, you passed.
Well, all right.
Just pay your dues.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
That's what they wanted.
You could have been like, three blind mice. That's all I can play on the piano.
But being a member of the musicians union had some interesting perks. There were times when I was maybe 17 years old and playing in places that I wouldn't have been allowed to go into.
Sure.
And there was one night that there was a raid on one of these places. And I just said to the other guys in the band, stay on the stage. We stayed on the stage. They ignored us. They carted everybody, hauled some people away, and didn't touch us because we were members of the musicians union.
Oh, that's a good perk then.
Petrillo
like
come after you, break your knees or something.
Also joining us in the studio is John Sobel, who's brought us some great food from Max and Benny's. Tell us a little bit about your location up there.
We're in Northbrook.
Northbrook.
On 461 Waukegan Road. We're on Waukegan in between Lake Hook and Dundee. We're right off the Toway extension ramp. Jewish deli, specializing in everything, breakfast, lunch, dinner, you name it. We're actually now having a brand new chef in the kitchen, who's our kitchen manager, and he's brought in Wagyu steaks.
What are Wagyu steaks?
Which are really high quality steaks.
Sounds like a Muppet steak.
Wagyu.
And of course, your incredibly wonderful cookies that are wonderful designs. I've seen them at Wizard World and all the Comic Cons, of course, at Blackhawks games, Cubs, Sox.
Yes.
So, yeah, these are wonderful. Bulls. Designer cookies. And so, folks, if they're celebrating a birthday, can they request? Oh, look at that, the emojis. I love it. This is all very happy. Oh, we have a question for Steve and Johnny about Les Paul. Hold on a second. Let me close this one up. What town did Les Paul show a guitar manufacturer his solid body electric guitar idea and agree to design his namesake axe around 1957?
No, actually, that's a two-part answer.
Okay.
He originally first showed what he had put together that is now called the log. Basically, it was a solid piece of wood that he then put some wings on to,
okay,
so it would look more like a guitar. But he was fooling around with the idea of solid body technology, and that was right here in Chicago, and he took it to the head of Gibson. At that time, they weren't interested.
Oh.
Cut to a few years later, Fender is doing very well with solid body guitars. Gibson calls, as they referred to Les, the guy with the broomstick, and they said, could we meet? And at that point, it was Ted
McCarty,
who went out to Les's home that was at that point in Mahwah, New Jersey, and they spent several hours and came to an agreement, and the Les Paul guitar was born.
And that was 1952.
The first
one was released. And now, today, it's still the most popular signature guitar in the world.
Ever.
Well, there you go. See, these are the things. My husband has gotten so into. By the way, the listener says, not Kalamazoo. I'm not sure they.
Kalamazoo was the headquarters of Gibson Guitar at that time, and that's where the first Les Paul guitars were made.
So it all comes together.
Yes.
I like that. We have a listener who would like to say hello. Hello, 847. Mindy, how are you doing?
Hi there. I just had to say hi to Steve and Johnny. I just got in the car like 2 minutes ago, and I heard Steve's voice, and it just melts my heart.
Aww. I like you very much.
He does it to me every day, still after 35 years.
Too much information.
I have to tell you, I know there's probably a lot of people with my name that call in, but Steve and Johnny, you actually met my husband last year when we did the book signing in McCaffrey, and I gave you the Christmas ornament last year.
The pink and black Christmas ornament that she embroidered our names on, and it has a special place on our tree.
And I was,
every year.
Yeah. Aww.
Yes, and I missed it because of work again, and then I just heard you. It's like, sometime I will meet you guys in person.
Well, are you on Facebook?
I'm on your guys' Facebook. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes remind me on a private message who you are, because I want to send you a picture, because we showed your husband pictures that night of your ornament on our tree.
Yeah.
Oh, he did show you.
He
good.
And you took a picture with him.
That's
so
right.
Yep.
Yes. He's a good guy.
I love that.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
You've been with us for many years, because that goes back, 15 years?
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, I started like delivering newspapers in 99, which I am not doing anymore years now. But
you were one of our legendary paper packers.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Keep you going in the middle of the night, getting the work done. Oh, Mindy,
Thank you, Mindy.
Great to hear from you.
Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Mindy.
You too. Take care, guys.
Be safe out there. I don't know if it's foggy where you are, but it is here. Be safe. Let's take a break here. More conversation with our incredible guest, John Sobel from Max and Benny's up in Northbrook. And I have to eat some of this corned beef, so I got to get to that. I have to take a break anyway, but also I would like some of the sandwich. Steve and Johnny are here. We're celebrating 95 years of WGN Radio and Les Paul's 104th birthday. You can pick up Steve and Johnny present A Little More Less. And you can visit Steve and Johnny at stephenjohnny.com. That's JOHNNIE.com. And follow them on Facebook, The Steve and Johnny Show. More in a moment on 720 WGN.
Live from the Jarrett Payton Golf Tournament, Jarrett Payton's foundation benefits an awful lot of people, and we will help him. Also, Connie Payton will be there. She'll be on the show. We'll check in with Connie. And all sorts of stars with golf clubs. See you tomorrow, live from Ruffled Feathers on 720 WGN, my favorite radio station.
We welcome you to join us anytime throughout the show, of course, 312-981-7200. Again, the number is 312-981-7200 to call or text us to join our conversation with John Sobel from Max and Benny's. Of course, Steve and Johnny. Time now for our news. Here with everything you need to know is Jen DeSalvo.
Governor Pritzker signed the state budget and legislation enacting a graduated income tax in Illinois. It still needs to be voted on by the people in 2020. Mayor Lightfoot announced today a new package of ethics reforms that will increase ethics requirements for city council members. They include restricted outside employment, expanded oversight of the inspector general, and broadening the definition of lobbyists to include nonprofits. Aldermen still have to approve the changes. At least three retailers, including Jewel, are pulling Fairlife products from their shelves after an animal rights group released video showing workers kicking and throwing young calves at Fair Oaks Farms in Indiana. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits?
that costs a ton of money anyways. How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
Gonna be free.
Norwegian Cruise Line's Take All Free sale is here. Book now and get all free offers. Free unlimited open bar, free specialty dining, free Wi-Fi, and friends and family sail free. And free shore excursions to explore destinations like Alaska, Europe, and the Caribbean. Plus, get free or reduced airfare on select cruises. Visit NCL.com, call your travel professional, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships registry Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
This is David Hochberg, WGN Radio's Mortgage Answer Man. We've created a private and confidential email, askdavid@wgnradio.com, for WGN listeners to email your mortgage, housing, reverse mortgage, and credit enhancement questions. I'll answer your emails twice a month on Patty's show and when I'm on with Steve, Bill, and Wendy, and John Williams. If we read your email on air, we will change your name to protect the listener's identity. Please email your questions to askdavid@wgnradio.com. We can't answer your questions if you don't email us at AskDavid@WGNRadio.com.
Get prepared for the peak home buying season with the Home Snap app. With the most up-to-date real estate listings and statuses, again, it's called Home Snap, and it's a free download online at GetHomeSnap.app.
WGN Sports, the Sox lost to Washington this afternoon 6-4, but the Cubs just pulled it off against the Colorado Rockies. Final score 9-8, Cubs on top. And NBA Finals, there's a minute and 53 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The Toronto Raptors up 115-105 over the Golden State Warriors. WGN traffic, a few problem spots out there. We have some road work on I-55 southbound at Weber Road. The off-ramp closed until 5 a.m. I-57 inbound at 167th Street. That off-ramp is closed. And the outbound side of 57 at 167th Street. That on-ramp also closed until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now the Dan Ryan outbound at 87th. On-ramp down until 6 a.m. tomorrow. And that is due to some road work. We have an accident in Hanover Park, Lake Street at Route 390. And a crash with injuries in Palatine at Rand and Route 53. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Tonight, still fog overnight, mostly cloudy, and a low of 57. Tomorrow, cooler with sun and clouds, a high of 73. Friday, mostly sunny, breezy at times, a high of 78. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower or storm during the afternoon, a high of 80. Currently at 61 at O'Hare, 65 at Midway, 68 in Aurora, and 55 on Chicago's lakefront. I'm Jen DeSalvo in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and these are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show, placeholder for the Steve and Johnny Show. Joining us in studio are Steve King, Johnny Putnam. There's a listener. It's true.
Slow jamming with Patty.
It's true. No, seriously. If you want to come back, I'll. You know, I could be your guest. I don't mind. Yeah. I mean, I have to
we'll
find
pick
another
you out.
Job.
How's that?
That sounds good.
Even better.
There's a listener, and the reason I mentioned that, the 309 says, I didn't know who Steve and Johnny were until a few years ago, but it makes me think I missed a lot. And is everything? Do you? How much of the audio is available online of shows that you did over the years?
A lot of it, but yeah. There's a lot that we've been going through our own archives because mm-hmm. we have tapes, mini discs,
right.
DATs for the next book that we're working on.
And there is going to be a next book.
Oh,
like,
wonderful!
Life After yeah. Dark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent!
Yeah.
Yay!
And
proving to the world that there is life after dark.
Yes,
I think we have a lot of audio that the station no longer has.
Yes. Because remember when the station changed over, servers and things got lost. And
well, you know, there were boxes and boxes of, like, when we started exploring the Tribune Tower after we were about to leave, there were, and I thought, I hope someone goes through all these boxes of cassettes. Mm-hmm. I have my own cassettes. You know, when I was a guest on Steve Cochran's show, his producers would always make a cassette of your appearance on the show. John Sobel, did you get those as well?
Absolutely.
When you're, Well, now that we podcast everything, we can just, the producers can just send the link and it works out pretty well. But I'm so sorry to hear that some of that.
Well, we've got so much though. Oh my gosh, we have reel to reels. Aubrey Mumpower, who was an engineer here forever, was always really big on doing a big reel of tape for us and backing it up with mini discs and DAT.
That's wonderful.
So when we did the Les Paul book too, we had over 60 hours of, and we still have over 60 hours of taped interviews.
I mean, what is in the book is only a small portion of the interviews that we did with Les.
How long did the, with all of that material, and of course your personal relationship with Les Paul, how long did it take for you to do the book?
The book took about a year and a half.
Because that's pretty good, because some people set out and it takes them years and years to figure out what path they want to go on.
Yeah,
what direction.
Most of the time we knew what we wanted to do, but most of the time was actually spent listening to these tapes. And believe it or not, finding a working tape player. Because every tape player we found, the little spongies had dried up on them and you couldn't play a tape, and we didn't want to run the risk of losing a cassette tape. So, we've got to find a tape player that works. We could find a DAT player and a reel-to-reel, but, you know, a good old-fashioned tape player. So then we would sit there and listen to these and say, okay, well, this, well, then you end up, you've whittled it down to 30 hours of interviews. Mm-hmm. And then we had to take that down even further. So that's really what took the time.
And for folks who aren't familiar, because I really, I'm guessing you might already know this, whether you listen to the show or maybe in our exchanges. I have a new segment called Patty's Appalling Lack of Musical Knowledge. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know who Les Paul was. And, and so I'm fascinated by all the people. Like, my husband knew everything about his career and his impact on the music industry, on the way music is heard.
Yeah.
So let's say you're telling me for the first time, for listeners who've never heard of Les Paul, how would you describe it? They should read the book.
But and it's not you can talk from the musician's point of view, but I want to say, to preface this, that it is not just for musicians. It's for people who are geeks for WGN, because it's a very WGN centric book too.
It is. But if I had the short story on Les Paul, he was one of the pivotal pioneers of the solid body electric guitar. Without Les Paul, you probably would not be broadcasting the way you are broadcasting. Les Paul was the one who developed multi-tape recording ways. And when he first started doing multi-layered recording, he would record one thing, then record over that. And he did that about eight different times. But it was such a primitive form of recording that if he messed up on the eighth take, he'd just blown everything.
Start all over again?
So, Les invented the 8-track tape recorder.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
So that big thing that my dad used to have in his car?
Yes.
Wait, see? Mind blown. I should probably... They gave me this book when it came out. You guys keep talking. I'm going to go read.
And also the whole concept of echo and close miking.
Close miking. In fact, there's one of the chapters in the book talks about how Les and Mary Ford, they were going around to various places, to some of the old motels that Les had stayed in, and they were just, they would rent the motel for about an hour, and people would look at them quizzically and say, oh, really? They'd say, no, we just want to go into the bathroom. Why? Because he remembered there was one bathroom in one hotel that had a great echo, and that was the kind of echo he wanted to be able to duplicate.
What was it about his mind that sort of not only all of that?
The way Les expressed it was he compared to himself and his brother.
To his brother. And as a mom, you'll appreciate this, because I've always said his mother is the hero in his story, because his mother really enabled him to do everything as a small child. When he said, when the train went by, Mom, why does the window vibrate? And he has his hands on the window. She said, let's go find out.
Oh.
And I got goosebumps, because she would say, he would say, Mom, I need a... whatever you need, son. You're right. Six, but your mind is working in a way that nobody else's is working, like your older brother. Because Les would say when my older brother would walk into a room, he'd flick a light switch, and when the light would come on, whew, well, the light works. He said, I flicked the light switch, and I'd say, why? Why did that happen? And then his mother would take him to the library, and they would study it when he was 6 and 7 years old. And he would sit and hold his hands next to the window or put his face against the vibration or stand in the bathroom. And she would say, that's great, son, whatever you need.
And up to Les's death in his 90s, he was still inventing creative. I will never forget one night for years. The WGN Radio Engineering Department, God bless them, they'd been trying to come up with ways for us to correctly mic some of the guitar players that we'd have in the studio. And they invented big black boxes and all kinds of things that they'd wheel in every time we had a guest. And we were talking with Les about that one night, and he said, get a Shure high-to-low impedance converter, unplug the mic input, plug it into the mic, and plug the guitar into that. Next day we went out, we got it, guitar player comes in, unplug the microphone, plug the Shure high-to-low impedance converter, guitar goes in, it works.
Wow. Yeah. So he got to the point throughout his life where he could solve that problem.
He was still thinking that way. I know you've had as a sponsor the Sea Crane Radio.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. You could hear us all over the country radio.
And they're wonderful radios.
They are.
We called Bob Crane just before Les's birthday. It was going to be his 90th birthday. And we said, look, you know, he listens. He sits in his car and listens to us in New Jersey. Because he would get off work in New York and he would drive home listening to us. And then when he would get there, he'd stay in the car and call us and talk to us from the back seat of the car. And I said, wouldn't it be great if we could give him one of your radios? Because, you know, and Bob Crane was just tickled. Oh, this is fabulous. Tell me when you're going to give it to him. So we said it's going to be the night of his birthday. He'll open it. We'll ask him what he likes about it and et cetera, et cetera. So we had him on that night to wish him a happy birthday. Did you get your gift? And he said, oh, yes. What a great surprise. And one of us said,
I said, so how do you like it? He said, well, it looks great, but I'm not sure how it sounds because I've got it apart on my table. I want to see how it works.
Oh, and, boy. And Bob Crane is at home going, what?
Oh, oh
no.
These are great stories that you can hear and read more. Well, they can find a lot of stories, too, on your Facebook page, on your website.
Well, and also, if you go to WGNradio.com, and actually, you can go to steveandjohnny.com, and you scroll down the page, and there's an ad where you can click and you can buy the book. But also, right below that, you can click to a clink. If you want to clink.
Well, no, that's glasses, it's click that's on good. The link. You made a word. Yeah. I like clink. Yeah, I mean, it's already.
You can clink the link.
Clink the link.
And it will take you right to a page on WGN Radio where you can hear the audio of some of our interviews with Les.
So you actually hear him talking.
Go check that out. It's stevenjohnny.com. That's J-O-H-N-N-I-E. Now, John Sobel from Max and Benny's, you were mentioning that you grew up listening to all these conversations, whether it was during the day or just radio on all night with WGN.
Pretty much the radio was always on.
Yeah. I can
as
imagine.
As it should be.
Yeah, that's right. And Max and Benny's, are you guys still doing your comedy nights?
Yes, comedy nights. We're doing open mic nights. We're doing all sorts of things in the room.
Yeah.
Yes.
What time do you close?
We close at 8:30 during the week and 9 o'clock on weekends.
Oh, that's fun.
That is very fun. So what time are the comedy shows then? Because comics don't. We're not that funny until about 8:30 or 9.
We actually start at 7:30.
At 7:30.
We have a good team who puts together. A group of comedians and puts on a really nice show.
And I've been promising to get out there and do some stand up. And my mom right now is reminding me. I'm sure she texted the other night, and I could read it in her accent. Don't forget to inform your audience that you are at Zany's on Monday night. I'll be at Zany's on Wells Monday and Tuesday night. You can go to zanys.com. The shows are at 8 o'clock, and then I head over here. I know it's exciting, but I want to do the open mic and the showcase that they do at Max and Benny's. Where can people find out more information about those shows?
MaxandBennies.com.
MaxandBennies.com. And I got to eat some of this corned beef.
You know, some night the three of us should go up there and commandeer the stage.
I think so. Well, you know what I was thinking the other night? I'm like, I don't know if you're interested. I don't know why we've never talked about having you play on the show sometime if you'd like.
No.
I'm just saying.
Do you really want to lose your audience?
Stop.
Yeah,
stop.
Really.
Stop. I would also need the accordion.
Oh.
More after this. We're hanging out with Steve and Johnny. It's Johnny and Steve. John Sobel from Max and Benny's. The potato pancakes are amazing, too. More in a moment.